Many whānau are angry. Their young family members have been stopped and photographed by police. RNZ can now reveal this has happened to the rangatahi across the country after first reporting young Māori were photographed by police in Wairarapa. A frontline police officer who did not want to be named says in an effort to crack down on youth crime, officers are strongly encouraged to collect intelligence, including photographs, on any young person they see, even if they are not linked to an offence. They say the information can be useful if the same youth are caught offending in the future. Sisters Naomi and Charlene Sadler told Te Anawa Hurahanganui this happened to their two nephews in Whanganui 6 years ago.
They had just gone into town, just with my father, and the police approached them and asked them, "Where's the bag of money that you stole?" They both advised me that they knew nothing about anything. They said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "You know what we're talking about, the bag of money that you stole." They just said, "Where do you live?" They gave the address and then said, "We have to take a photo of you." And so they took the photos of both of the boys.
Take your hats off, yeah. Look straight into the lens. Yeah.
So in front of the public. Yeah, in front of the wider public that were uptown that time.
So they were by themselves at that time where the police approached them. What happened immediately after that situation?
They came home and we were actually sleeping, but just having a little nap, and they came up from downstairs and they looked all shook up. And the first thing one of my nephews said to my sister was, "The police took our photo."
You know, there's a part of me that's like, well, what about their photos? Are they keeping those photos just in case they think nephews might be involved in something?
So you didn't ask at the time what they did with the photos?
No, I didn't.
And to this day you don't know what happened to them?
No.
Okay. Does that concern you?
Yes,
it does. For that fact,
totally.
You know, just what did they keep them on an archive?
Are they waiting for them to slip up so that they can actually, or have them on file and say whatever they want to say?
I mean, for our nephews that day to sit there in our house and feel ashamed to tell us. And tell us that they felt shame and they felt bummed out, embarrassed. You know, I think for them it was, they were violated of their rights as a young 15 and 14 year old. Is tangata whenua, you know, as children of Whanganui River, of which our nephews bakapapatu, you know. And at that time, they were vulnerable and they were by themselves.
That is sisters Naomi and Charlene Sadler speaking to Te Anawa Hurahanganui. Police say they have no record of the Whanganui case and they can legally take photographs of young people in limited circumstances, including under the Oranga Tamariki Act.